And here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you that the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But please hold your calls, because we have with us this afternoon Bill Sardi, who is a health journalist, and Bill has done a great deal of work on many, many subjects in the health field and written a number of books, which we've talked about in the past. But he's recently written a book on Longevinex, one of the most amazing discoveries of modern times. And so I'm going to let Bill tell you a little bit about Longevinex and the French paradox. Bill, would you like to tell our listeners about this amazing story?
Well, of course, our story changes every day, Dr. Stan. And, of course, today the Silver Fleece Awards have been announced. Now, this is an unenviable award that goes to products that are marketed that promise anti-aging effects and provide more hype than they do reality, according to its originators, which come from the University of Illinois. And, of course, researchers there at that university have been giving out this award for 3 or 4 years now. And of course, they have a little bottle of vegetable oil that has a label on it that says snake oil, and that's the award that you get. And they take careful attention, because they know they can get sued and various things when they make a claim to say, you know, this is not likely to live up to its advertisements and at least produce greater longevity for you. And this year's Silver Fleece Awards went to a growth hormone product that attempts to replace the growth hormone. You hear a lot of this on the radio today. And there are many products. I don't want to damn any of them by name. That would be unfair. And of course, but just to make the audience aware that I'm sure they're somewhat aware that there are a lot of claims for another fountain of youth today. And of course, these researchers trying to make everyone aware, maybe sometimes these things are good for your health. Maybe they're not. There's another little hormone that's promoted called DHEA, an adrenal hormone. You've heard of that one?
Yeah, coming.
Yeah, and so all of these little hormones are involved, and of course our hormone levels do drop as we get a little bit older. But of course the question is there any credibility to these? And the other part of it is, maybe they are good for our health, but do we live any longer? And of course, your audience maybe has heard me say that there is a difference between health and longevity. And when I looked it up for the research on my book, if we controlled our cholesterol as best as we can throughout our life, we're going to live about 6 months longer. Now, we'll be healthier, certainly. If we exercise every day, that's wonderful and helps your circulation, for sure. But we only live about a year and a half longer through exercising every day. And so it's a question of where do we find something that really helps us live longer, and that was, of course, the purpose of my book called The Anti-Aging Pill.
All right, fine. Now, is the book available yet? We've been hearing that it was going to be out almost every day, and it finally gotten away from the printers?
It's finally out, and of course people can go to hereandnowbooks.com, hereandnowbooks.com, and see the index and read some information about the books and so on. And of course we'll be giving out a little phone number a little later, but it kind of goes through, of course, a lot of the false anti-aging remedies and cures and potions. And but we talk about a dramatic new discovery out of Harvard.
You hold that thought for just a moment here, and we'll get to Dr. David Sinclair when we get back. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and our guest is Bill Sardi, who's a health journalist, and we're talking about a new book he's written, going into the background of this amazing discovery, how it's actually possible, at least scientists believe it's going to be possible, to prolong life and to keep people healthy for long periods of time, much longer than ever before. And it involves a certain of the molecules that we find in red wine. So, Bill, I'm going to let you go ahead and pick up the story from there.
Well, of course, this wonderful discovery, and it's one of those we-knew-it-all-along discoveries. That's just the way modern medicine is these days. And, of course, we've known about it since biblical times, and that is that there is some sort of a magical, I'll say that word and use it accurately, some magical qualities involved in red wine, and it's puzzling. It's a paradox. After all, red wine has a... as alcohol, it has lots of calories in it, and the way we make it today, we add a lot of sulfite preservatives, which even irritate and cause headaches and so on. So, yet, you know, the puzzling part was in 1991, we had to admit that when we looked at the data, that the French were living without the cardiovascular problems that we were in North America. We're having 4 heart attacks to every 1 that the French have. And there wasn't any common denominator in their diet other than the red wine. And, of course, we now understand the French live 25 to 45% longer in the wine-growing districts where the vineyards are than they do the rest of France. And so as I began to piece this together and understanding what Dr. David Sinclair at Harvard had told us, when I went to visit there in August, and, of course, he was able to demonstrate that they were able to use a red wine molecule called resveratrol to prolong the life of yeast cells. Well, that's nice for the yeast cells, but what does it have to do with us humans? It means that the cells there were activated in a certain way at a genetic level by a very, very small molecule. So small, it can get way down in the nucleus of every cell in your body, throw its little monkey wrench in there, and send a signal switch on a survival mechanism in your cells, and that, of course, causes the upregulation of a little enzyme to repair all the DNA in the cells in your body. It doesn't matter where it is, your brain, your heart, your liver, wherever. And, of course, it's DNA repair that, of course, renews the cells, makes them young again. And, of course, an old cell is falling so far behind in its repair schedule, we have about 2 million breaks in DNA in each cell of the body in old age every day. And, of course, our repair schedule is so steep, we just fall behind, never catch up.
Well, you just sort of hold on to that thought here for just a moment or two until we bring some of our other stations back on board with us. And there they are, and our guest this afternoon is Bill Sardi, and he's been talking about the fact that there is certain polyphenol molecules within red wine that seem to be able to influence the aging process, seem to be able to turn a switch on in the cells, and that will begin the healing of DNA molecules and DNA damage, and at least in the lower forms of life where this has been tested, this is found to be a very, very consistent finding, and not only that, but this is the explanation that is accepted now by most scientists for the French paradox that allows the French to live so much longer and with fewer heart attacks and other coronary or cardiovascular insults than the people in America, where red wine is not something that's drunk on a regular basis every day. So pick up the story from there, Bill.
Well, and if you heard at the very top of the show today, the Silver Fleece Awards coming from doctors at the University of Illinois, they're describing, of course, products that promise anti-aging effects, but really have more hype than reality. And actually, 51 scientists in Scientific American magazine a couple of years ago saying that really virtually all of these promised products for another fountain of youth are really basically phony, and they may provide some health benefits, but they don't help us live longer. That's not been proven. And, of course, they were saying at that time that there are a couple of proven ones, and that is calorie restriction and genetic manipulation. And that's what we're talking about. This red wine molecule works at the genetic level of your body, and it mimics calorie restriction. What we're saying is what the Bible taught many, many years ago, which is fasting. And, of course, if you deprive calories from any living organism, it lives far longer. And, of course, it lives far healthier, and this has been proven all the way up from the single-celled yeast cells and then to little fruit flies and then worms and finally up to mice. And now they have an experiment ongoing. It'll take 3 or 4 more years to complete with some monkeys. But they have been able to get preliminary data showing that's consistent. And they also did look at men in Baltimore in an aging study there called the Baltimore Aging Study. And men who were living long seemed to have the same properties going on in their body, the measures of in their body of various functions, as people who calorie restrict. That is, you'll have lower blood pressure, you'll have higher good HDL cholesterol, lower insulin levels, those are your sugar levels, and then, of course, a lower body temperature. So those would be the 4 things you would obtain if you restricted your calories severely. Now, there's actually a population in the world, in the research in my book that we found, where there are thousands of people living beyond the age of 100 that actually unintentionally, restrict their calories, and that is in the island of Okinawa. We've heard about cures of coral calcium from Okinawa, but really that little Japanese island, it's a very poor, economically poor prefecture of Japan. They have adequate nutrition, but simply not enough food, and so they restrict their calories considerably. They're around 1,100 to 1,500 calories consumed a day. Americans consume around 3,700 calories. So by severely restricting calories, there are thousands of Japanese on that island that are literally living past the age of 100 and in quite good health, I must say. And the discovery that Dr. David Sinclair made from Harvard Medical School is that instead of depriving ourselves of food, we could still obtain the same benefits just by adding one molecule to our diet. The diet was resveratrol. It came from red wine. And, of course, you see, the French are not, they're not running around on bicycles and exercising. They're not eating the right foods by any measure. They have cream and butter and all kinds of calories and sauces, rich sauces in their diet. So they're breaking all the rules, and yet they're not paying the price, and that's exactly what this molecule tells us. It can prevent us from paying the price from diets that aren't ideal and aren't the best. And of course, that is the promise that, you know, this is hard to say to people, but actually, if you could just get that red wine molecule and you did nothing else good for your health, you would live far longer than a person working at their health every day. Now, that sounds like it's a disincentive for all the people that are working hard, but I had to admit, after doing all the research on my book, that was puzzling to me that as a teetotaler and a person who generally didn't drink much wine, except maybe a social occasion, that if I drank 2 glasses of red wine a day, I would be far healthier. Now, that was hard to swallow, and it was hard, of course, for health authorities 12 years ago when the French paradox was announced on the 60 Minutes television program. The health authorities around the world were reluctant to recommend red wine to the population at large, because of the drawbacks, the calories and the alcohol, etc. So, but now we have an alternative. Of course, there's been a breakthrough. I'm commercially involved in it as I scratched my head there at Harvard with Dr. David Sinclair. And we wondered if all of this could happen in just a pill without the alcohol and calories. And there are a number of red wine food supplements on the marketplace today. They're called resveratrol or red wine extracts and so on. To our dismay and disappointment, none of them were biologically active. None of them in the test at Harvard prolonged the life of the yeast cells. And at the time, we didn't understand it. Later on, we understood that the reason why there were secrets in wine that weren't in the red wine pills is because the red wine first used fermentation and alcohol to extract the resveratrol from the skin of the grape. And, of course, all of our extracts, herbal extracts and health food stores, they're alcohol extracts. Then the alcohol dissipates, and you're left with the concentrated herbal extract itself, in this case, resveratrol. And then the next part of it is that wine bottles are airtight. They have a cork. And by virtue of the fact that they are airtight, they don't turn to vinegar, but, of course, at the same time, they were preserving these precious molecules that are responsible for longevity. So now we understood what we needed to do to make, of course, a dietary supplement. It needed to be just like a bottle of wine. It needed to be an alcohol extract of the grape skin, and then let the alcohol dissipate and put the remaining concentrated resveratrol into the pill and do it under nitrogen, not in an oxygen environment, and seal it airtight so it wouldn't get to the air, and that would preserve it. And of course, that turned out to be a viable method of doing this. Science Magazine last week confirming that a product called Longevinex that I had a part in playing as a co-founder and developer of that product is the world's first stabilized and preserved red wine dietary supplement. This again was confirmed by an independent laboratory, Biomol, in Plymouth, Meeting, Pennsylvania, who did the original research published in Nature magazine in August of 2003. And of course, we haven't had another independent laboratory in Utah, Plant Bioactives Research, again confirming the resveratrol molecule has been preserved in this product called Longevinex. So it has gotten attention. I just attended the Natural Products Expo here in Anaheim, California at the Convention Center. And they said there in a meeting about the trends of the future for the health of America that anti-aging would be the dominant trend for health and wellness in America, and that a product called Longevinex would usher all this in. I was stunned and dusted myself off the floor. I had no idea this was going to be said. I was in the audience, and of course, I had no idea even any of this was being said. And of course, this is true as it can get. It's you know, we have researchers from the University of Colorado, Dr. Tom Johnson, a geneticist there, telling us now that it's going to be possible for humans to live the likes of the biblical patriarchs, to live hundreds of years, because we now have the human genome mapped. We know the genes. We know that single genes control the rate of aging. We know there's one gene called the Sirtuin-1 gene. This is the gene that Dr. Sinclair activated with his red wine molecules at Harvard. And that one gene, is and its homolog, that is a similar type of gene, is found in every living cell on the planet. And this one kind of molecule from red wine seems to activate a survival mechanism in there, and it would make every living organism on the planet live longer, dogs, cats, birds. It doesn't matter what it is, they would all live longer. And of course, we're interested as humans because this is a story that not only confirms some of the facts about that we really do have a true fountain of youth available maybe to humans for the first time, but it also confirms the stories of the biblical patriarchs. Not only did the Bible promote fasting, which we now call calorie restriction, not only did the Bible talk about wine in moderation, red wine in particular, that you see that the earth was more moist way back in its past. The evolutionists will say that there was like a greenhouse effect. The creationists will tell you in the book of Genesis that water came from the ground. It was a mist. It was subterranean, and then as the fountains of the deep blew out, then the earth underneath lost its water and all of the pressure that was holding that there, and then, of course, the earth accordioned up into the mountains. And then we had clouds and moisture in the air, and then for the first time we had rain. So that's the way the Bible explains it. But if we would have had moisture coming from the ground, or this hot greenhouse effect that the evolutionists talk about, that means there would have been more funguses, because funguses grow where there's moisture. And it's this resveratrol molecule on grapes, red grapes, that more of it's produced when there's a fungal infection or an attack by funguses, and therefore the grapes of the past would have had more resveratrol in them by far. All the ancient cultures of the world, Mesopotamia, Greece, Egypt, all were wine cultures. You find these amphora jars all over the landscape there in the digs, the archaeological digs, and this is what they fermented and then stored their wine in. And, of course, they had airtight technology at the time. They knew how to do this. They'd lay the jar on its side. The liquid inside would swell the cap and seal it. They'd put more clay around it. They even had a vent valve on the side, let the escaping fermentation gases out, and then sealed that with clay as well. And they had a way of preserving wine so it wouldn't turn to vinegar. And, therefore, it's very possible that the super longevity that's described in the book of Genesis and the Bible is real, and one of the possible reasons is that the wine had more of this magic molecule called resveratrol.
We'll be right back here in just a moment or two with Bill Sardis.
Have you ever wondered what the Vietnamese War was really all about? Why America, the most powerful nation in the world, spent 10 years fighting in Southeast Asia against a nation the size of the state of Mississippi, and America lost that war? Do you really believe that happened by accident? There's so much to the story of Vietnam that the American people have never really known. And in our four-tape set, Vietnam, The Untold Story, you're going to get the information that you need to understand the tragedy of that event. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for Vietnam, The Untold Story, the story of what really happened in Vietnam that has been suppressed from the American people for the last 20 years.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I want to tell you about some of the four tape sets we have, which will go into the background of the Vietnam War. The story you're never going to hear from Bill O'Reilly or from Les Limbaugh, Dan Rather or Tom Brokaw. We have a four tape set called The Vietnam, The Untold Story, and it goes into the background of what really happened during the Vietnam War, the Phoenix program, which most Americans have never heard of, which of course John Kerry has alluded to. Some of the atrocities were carried out by a CIA program over there that slaughtered about 40 to 60,000 Vietnamese who were suspected of opposing the America's presence there. And these were civilians. These were not, of course, combatants. It's a horrible story. We touch on many other things, but we touch on the real reason for Vietnam. I mean, do you honestly believe that the mightiest nation in the world fought a 10-year war against a country, that little country the size of the state of Mississippi, and we lost the war unintentionally? You've seen what we've done in Iraq. You saw what we did in Afghanistan. Why did we do it in Vietnam? Because we didn't go to Vietnam to win the war. We went there to fight the war as a diversion to what was happening here at home, as they changed our immigration laws so that they could bring in immigrants, and especially this massive numbers of people coming from south of the border through our southern border to create a nation that would be divided against itself. So Samuel Huntington has written a new book called Jose, Can You See? Samuel Huntington, one of the elite people, he wrote a book a decade ago, Class of Civilizations, foretelling the war on terrorism, and now, of course, Jose, Can You See? The coming civil war in America. You have to understand this was all planned back in the mid-1960s, and while our attention was focused on the flag-draped coffins and the weeping widows and mothers, why, of course, they took away our freedom. They took God and prayer out of our schools. They centralized all power in Washington, D.C. They changed their immigration laws. They found the most amazing thing, the right of a woman to kill the child that she was bearing. That was in the Constitution, at least they said it was. And, of course, Vietnam was a wonderful diversion. And, of course, how did the war go on so long? Well, you need to get my video, The Best Enemies Money Can Buy, my interview with Professor Sutton, going into the background of how we financed the North Vietnamese to keep the war going. After all, if the North Vietnam didn't have the weapons, how could they possibly keep the war going? Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Ask for Vietnam, The Untold Story, The Men We Left Behind. One man returned, one man came back. The Best Enemies Money Can Buy, the video, the book. And then, of course, ask for the Senate report on the men we abandoned in the First World War, the Second World War, the Korea. Call 1-800. Well, Dr. Stan, back here at Radio Liberty, our guest this afternoon is Bill Sardi, and of course we're talking about this amazing molecule that seems to be able to actually turn on a little switch that so suddenly enzymes are produced that has a profound impact on bodily functions. And you've actually taken these pills and actually had them checked to make sure that they were still remained clinically active even after a matter of a few weeks or a few months. Do we have any idea how long that the molecule will remain active in these pills?
We believe 2 years will be the active shelf life, but actually all that's going to be confirmed in 6 months as there are aging studies done. So what we do is they actually put a little bit more in there than the label says, and then it has a shelf life. And, of course, it's airtight, so it would have a greater shelf life than most nutritional dietary supplements and pills, because they're without any air getting inside. Of course, actually is a liquid product, and it actually has a little nitrogen bubble in it, and that's to protect it from oxidation, which comes from, of course, oxygen. So that's the way it's done, and of course that makes it a very stable product, something that would that we could keep around for a while. But the way it's going now, everybody's gobbling them up and using them, and we're hearing back from people who use the product. And of course, I've had a couple of months of trying this whole thing. It's very difficult to tell people exactly what's going on in your body, except you know something dramatic is happening. People look at you and say, you look younger, you just have a mental alertness and a drive and an energy like you haven't had before. And when you go off the product, which I've tried, then you kind of lose that little bit of that, so you can feel the difference. And the males all report a tremendous increase in prostate health and not as much urinary frequency, the trips to the bathroom, and of course a greater potency, male potency, and so on. So that's almost true with every male. I've had some remarkable stories coming back to me of people in their 60s actually with their vision improving, their focusing power, less dependence on eyeglasses. And of course people with real true health problems, diabetics and blood pressure, helping that to get into the normal range, that seems to be a big issue, and of course it seems to help those people. And
but it's still really, really early.
It's still very early. It's hard to know. We've had a couple of other dramatic stories that would almost be unfair to share here on the air, because it'd be hard to even believe them. These are people with cancer and other things. So I don't want to get ahead of myself here. We're conducting a nationwide survey of the people who are using the product now, just an initial preliminary one, and of course we're getting back some tremendous stories, but there does seem to be a profound effect on the body. You do seem to notice a difference, and primarily this becomes initially mental alertness and so on, and energy, and we're almost having to recommend people just please take it in the morning. You're going to actually have a little difficulty winding down and getting ready for bed, because you're just kind of wound up with this thing. Not in a jittery fashion in any way. It's not like coffee or anything like that. But these are the kind of reports we hear. They match. There seems to be also a decreased hunger. You're not as hungry for food. So this seems to be another universal thing that we're hearing. But these all make sense. David Sinclair and his entire team at Harvard Medical School, they're all on taking the pill and of course, monitoring their own blood pressure and so on. We have a group of individuals around the world, the Calorie Restriction Society. This is 1,000 people who are intentionally depriving themselves of calories, trying to see if they can prolong their life. And, of course, they heard about Longevinex, began taking it. Some of the members there, they're being monitored every day, some of them, for their parameters, health parameters in their body, and they're telling me this is working better than calorie restriction. So this is all coming from Paul McLaughlin, a gentleman in New York who is an active leader in the Calorie Restriction Society, and they've just kind of taken it away on their own, and they're reporting their results with Longevinex now to Fortune magazine. That's an upcoming article that'll soon be published there. Of course, Longevinex made it into Time magazine 2 weeks ago. Their reporters looked into this, called Harvard, wanted to know if it was true, and when they found out it was confirmed, they announced in Time magazine that Longevinex is the world's first confirmed preserved red wine extract in a pill form that humans can take. So there's, of course, if you're hearing this story for the first time, you're going to wonder, I have written a book about this called The Anti-Aging Pill. It has over 450 medical references in it. I had to read over 2,000 published medical reports to publish the book, and you can find out about it all for yourself.
All right, we're going to be back in just a moment. We'll tell people how to get copies of your book, Bill.
tape set on the JFK assassination. It includes an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald. Of course, it's not an interview that I did, but it is an interview, and you'll actually hear Lee Harvey Oswald talking before the time of the assassination. A two-hour interview with Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who was the liaison between the Pentagon and the CIA at the time of the assassination of an American president. And then, of course, my overall analysis of the reasons why President Kennedy was assassinated. There's so much information that has not been put out. And if you listen to this four-tape set, you will begin to understand that there are forces at work behind the scenes which have been able to confuse the American people about the reality of the murder of an American president. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, that's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for the JFK assassination tapes.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and let me just mention that we carry Miracle 2 soap products. Now, of course, we can't make any claims for them, medical claims. All we can do is tell you that many of the people who use them give us wonderful reports about them. I've used the products for about 2 years, and I wouldn't be without them because of a rash that I had. I think it was a soap rash, an allergic reaction of some sort, and I know my wife uses it for her heartburn and cut back way considerably on her use of some of these expensive pills he was taking. But you can only try the things yourself and see if they will help you. We know farmers use them. We know they use them in shops. Miracle 2 soap products come in a soap, a moisturizing soap, a gel, a lotion, and a neutralizing solution. All we can do is suggest that you give them a try. If you'd like an introductory offer at a reduced price, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and it's Miracle 2. And then we, of course, carry the Phenopoly. Phenopoly is a wonderful program designed to teach you and your children and your grandchildren how to read and spell and pronounce words phonetically. And, of course, phonics is the very basis of education, and they've deliberately dumbed down our children. If you buy a Phenopoly set, we throw in a couple of books that will go into the background of these wicked and evil people who wanted to transform our society. Most of them are Marxists. They figured if the young people couldn't read, they wouldn't be able to read our history. They wouldn't be able to understand what freedom was really all about. They would believe that freedom is when the government provides you whatever you need. Well, Phenopoly works. It's about 16 hours. You can undo all the harm done by the government programs. Most of these programs on phonics, $300, $400, $500, $600, $800. This is $139.95. That's $139.95. Call 1-800-544-8927 now. Well, Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and if you're out in the listening audience and you have a question or comment for Bill Sardi, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, that's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here on the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Give us a call. But Bill, you were going to tell us how people can get copies of your book and how they can get the Longevinex if they're interested in trying it.
Longevinex is available at longevinex.com, L-O-N-G-E-V-I-N-E-X, the word vine in the middle, longevinex.com, or 866-405-4000. At the same phone number, you can ask about my book, 866-405-4000. Also, at the website hereandnowbooks.com, you can find out about my book, The Anti-Aging Pill. The FDA makes us market the book separate from the products so that we don't mislead you in any way, and books get away with a little more of the ability to exercise the First Amendment, and they recognize it as somewhat as advertising, but they want to market it separately so you have a chance to evaluate the information, and so they are marketed a little bit separately. Hereandnowbooks.com, longevinex.com, the same phone number, 866-405-4000, if you want to place an order, but they'll be able to tell you more about that. You'll check out all the what we're telling you about here on the air. You can look at the table of contents of the book and other things there. And, of course, I had a thrill writing this book, putting together in 6 months. It's the first and only book of its kind. And, of course, it's a pinch-me book. Is it really real? Is this really not a fairy tale? Is it going to be possible for humans to all live over 100 years in good health? Regardless of what age you are, they're saying yes. There's a yes answer to that. The researchers are saying you're never too old to benefit from this discovery. I can tell you that resveratrol is the molecule that produces this unusual longevity. I can't tell you Longevinex is a product that does that. We'd have to put people in a cage for 125 years. And that kind of a study obviously is impossible to do. But we can tell you that we can conduct studies and find out if Longevinex mimics the same effects we see in calorie restriction. And, of course, if it does, somebody's going to win the Nobel Prize in Medicine, because it will be the greatest medical discovery in the history of health and medicine. I mean, after all, we do have pasteurization in the 1800s by Louis Pasteur. We have Jenner in England with vaccines in the 1800s. We have Fleming with the discovery of penicillin in 1922. But these all would be, of course, paled by the discovery of something. Just one little molecule could make humans live in good health. Unusual super longevity. We're talking about living 125 years or more. So this is the story today. It's a real story. The scientists, I'm trying to quote them as we talk. The National Institutes of Health, our National Institute on Aging, said at the end of the 1990s that an anti-aging pill was going to be possible. They said it was on the drawing boards because the human genome had been mapped. It's small. And they knew that single genes controlled the rate of aging. If we could find the right gene and manipulate it with the right molecule, that all this would become reality. In August of 2003, Dr. David Sinclair at Harvard Medical School found that genetic address, found the molecule that does it, resveratrol from red wine, and it's been captured for the first time and stabilized in a dietary supplement. I can't go beyond that in any health claims, but simply to tell you that Longevinex provides you a stabilized red wine molecule without the calories, alcohol, or sulfite preservatives. I think it is a breakthrough. An Italian pharmaceutical company announced that they were going to try to develop such a pill, made worldwide headlines. Of course, here in America, we beat them to the punch, and the product is called Longevinex. So if you're hearing this for the first time, you may have to hear the show a second time. And I know if you go and try and explain this, what you just heard on the radio, to someone else, they're going to wonder what you just heard. You'll see it. It's going to hit the major news media in a greater fashion. Fortune Magazine now working on a story. It was in Time Magazine briefly 2 weeks ago. So you'll see more information about this as time goes on. You'll be learning about it. And of course, if you have any loved ones that you really care about, all I can do is wink at the audience and tell you, if you have someone who's not in good health, this would be the greatest possible thing that you could help them with. We have no other molecule like this on the planet. I can't make any health claims for diseases and so on, but I can tell you, get a copy of the book. That can tell you more than I'm allowed to tell you here on the air. And I can tell you, it's a remarkable, remarkable breakthrough. This is God's molecule. He made it. It's been used over throughout history. It was talked about, of course, in the biblical records and so on. Wine is medicine. We've known that for years. Even Benjamin Franklin wanted to know why the winos outlived their doctors. Now we understand why. There's a molecule in red wine. We can skip the alcohol and now get it for the first time without all the undesirable parts of it. And that product's called Longevinex.
I think it's fascinating that so many of the scientists have been working with Dr. Sinclair back there at Harvard for such a long time. And, of course, they've just been, so dedicated to trying to find something that would prolong human life. And didn't you tell me that most of these scientists are actually taking these pills at the present time?
They are, and it's a compelling story because while they may be a little bit skeptical, they all start taking the pills. Cover your bases, one of those stories. This is a story that is a little complex. There are four or five drug companies. There's lots of intrigue here as the drug companies want to make humanity wait about 10 years and then see if we can't introduce these as drugs. You'd go to the doctor, humorously, I guess, get a diagnosis of premature aging so you could get Longevinex, which costs hundreds of dollars a dose, you see. Of course, this is not practical. It should be a dietary supplement to help keep people healthy. They want to use it in the treatment of diseases, diabetes, heart disease, and so on. So all I can tell you is that is really not the model, and we know the drug companies are not going to be happy with this being a dietary supplement. There's lots of intrigue here. The story was in Science Magazine for February 27. So things like Dr. Sinclair having to lock all of his notebooks in his office in a safe now. Extreme security there. There's intrigue at Harvard. Of course, they would rather this become a drug because of the patents they have on a resveratrol-like molecule. And, of course, there's just lots of questions in between politically. Even the Bush administration is aware that it's possible now that there could be an anti-aging pill. They thought it was going to come from the pharmaceutical industry, and they said that there, if it did become a reality, there's nothing that we can do to stop it, they said. But Leon Kass, who's President Bush's kind of bioethics medical advisor, did say that the administration is not going to fund any technologies that would make man live beyond the years God intended. I don't know what he meant by that. Noah lived 950, Adam 900.
They're going to hold it down to about that level, huh?
So we have these political ramifications. Who's going to pay for the pensions, and who's going to come up with the food, and for this? What would happen to mankind if he should possibly find a way to live that long in good health? By the way, God never intended for us to die, so let's get that bad image of God out of there. He wanted us to live forever. Of course, this isn't a pill that will make you live forever, ever. That isn't what this is about. But it does confirm the super longevity that we do see in the Bible, and of course it's going to be promising, and there should be more studies and so on with this, but I know the world is going to be captured by this. Sooner or later, it's going to get into the primary public eye. You won't be hearing it on the fringes. You can just thank Dr. Stan and Radio Liberty that you heard it here first. And, of course, this is a fabulous story, and one that we're going to be learning about every day. It keeps changing, and we learn more, and that there are more reports that are going to come out of the scientific laboratories about this molecule called resveratrol. So just a story that's starting to make a difference in the lives of the people who are beginning to use it, and we'll see what goes from there.
And, of course, our telephone number, if you have a question for Bill, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Now, the pill, which takes the resveratrol and puts it in with the nitrogen, this is put out by a major company, isn't it?
I can tell you because my book publicity agent has been calling the news media, and as soon as they hear the word anti-aging pill and that it's a dietary supplement industry is held in such disregard with all the phony fountains of youth claims that they just dismiss it outright and don't want to hear anymore. So, and I don't blame them, actually, but I must say that the pill is being made by Capsigel. They make a little product called LICAPS, L-I-C-A-P-S, which has a technology that's patented to make liquid capsules in an airtight environment, in an airtight capsule in a nitrogen environment. And you can go to capsigel.com and kind of view a little movie about their technology that was all licensed to Longevinex for resveratrol. But that company, Capsigel, is a division of Pfizer Drugs. So this is all being made under the highest of pharmaceutical-grade manufacturing processes and so on. So we're real pleased to see it being made in that manner, all very high-grade. And, of course, it does help us quite a bit to know that this isn't just being made in some small company in a garage. So I think the public deserves to know that there's quality in a product they might use like this. And
all right, well, let's go to Jim, who's calling in from Detroit. Hi, Jim. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. How are you?
I'm doing just fine.
Great. I just want to ask Bill about hyaluronic acid that he also talks about quite a bit.
I'm so glad you asked. This is a good question. For the audience that's not familiar, hyaluronic acid, what in the world is it? It's all over your body. It's right under your skin, and it's in your hair and your eyes and your joints. It's a jello-like molecule. It looks like jello, and it's a water-holding molecule that gels the water in your body and therefore becomes a space filler for your skin and a cushion for joints and nerves, and a moisturizer for the hair, skin, eyes, and so on. And, of course, it's very important. I did travel to Japan. I wrote a different book called How to Live 100 Years Without Growing Old, and the loss of hyaluronic acid with advancing age, sunlight, the loss of the estrogen hormone for women and so on, causes a decline in hyaluronic acid production in your body, and then you begin to shrivel up. You're not a wonderful plum. You become a prune. You're all shriveled up. You're losing your HA, as we say. And so to protect the visible signs of aging, you want to put back a little bit of hyaluronic acid. You can get it in oral supplements. There's three or four companies that make products like that. Physicians are generally unfamiliar with this. They think it's only absorbed in injection. It's now been approved for injection as an anti-wrinkle treatment. It's also used by orthopedists. But you can get it orally, and what I'm telling everyone is resveratrol is for inside your cells. Hyaluronic acid is for the area in between your cells called connective tissue or collagen, and that's what, if you don't want to look old, hold on to your HA. If you want your cells to be young and live long, then get the resveratrol. It's the number one and number two punch of anti-aging molecules that we can first come to our mind when we think about that.
All right, Jim, anything else you want to ask?
Just wondering, he's talking about the potential for Longevinex, the government looking at it and that kind of stuff, if there's any chance of them taking it off the market? Or
There certainly is. Actually, the word resveratrol is not allowed to be used on a food supplement. Even though some companies do use it, they're not using it with the permission of the Food and Drug Administration. Now, they have it up for review. We just found out this week. They may make it a dietary supplement where you can use it in your marketing and so on and use the word. But they are reviewing right now. The FDA is asking for industry comment on anti-aging claims on dietary supplements. So it's going to make it very hard to get the information to people. That's why I'm trying to get the book out there ahead of the game here a little bit. But, you know, we may miss one of the greatest discoveries in the history of mankind for the sake of following all the FDA rules. Wouldn't that be ironic? But the I understand their point. We do have to have a referee. We have to stop all these false claims of products that don't work or even have no scientific promise whatsoever. And as they do say for the audience, pay attention. There is a difference between things that make you healthier and things that make you live longer. And of course, if I was going to tell you, this sounds so unfair to all of the rest of us who take multivitamins and fish oil and everything else and try to stay healthy and exercise and everything, but if you were to just do one thing, and that is take Longevinex without exercising and looking at your cholesterol or anything else, you would live far longer than all the people working at their health every day. So this is how profound this
right.
is, and it's just something that we're just going to have to learn more about. It's just too overwhelming. We write a book about it. We try to tell the story. And everyone's going to play catch-up now as we learn about this molecule and what it can do for us.
Okay, anything else, Jim?
That should do it.
Thanks very
good
much.
Good work.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay,
okay, that was Jim calling in from Detroit, and we're just about out of time. Our guest has been Bill Sardi. The product is Longevinex, and, of course, it's resveratrol in a capsule in a nitrogen solution. And, of course, if you'd like to learn more, you call 866-405-4000. That's 866-405-4000. And then you have a website. What's the website again?
Of course, my personal website, AskBillSardi.com, for free information about health, anyone, anything you like. Longevinex.com for information about the product. Here and Now Books for my new book, The Anti-Aging Pill. It's just now available. 866-405-4000. If you'd like to order any of those things, we'd love to help you in any way at any of those websites or phone numbers.
All right, fine. Well, Bill, I want to thank you so very much for being with us. I think really it's sort of exciting, and I've been sort of privileged to look over your shoulders as this whole incredible story has unfolded. It's only really been going on for a few months since, of course, David Sinclair, announced that he had this product that had been scientifically proven. It's sort of a story that exploded within the medical community. And of course, Bill Sardi went back to get the facts from the man who had done the scientific work and established a relationship with the author, the man who was behind all of this, and that's how the story has unfolded since then. Well, God bless you, Bill. Thanks so very much.
You bet. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, of course, our guest this evening has been Bill Sardi, and this is indeed an amazing, amazing story. Will this prolong life? Well, all the evidence suggests that it will, as far as we can tell. We're going to have to just try it with people and see what it does, but it does in all the other animals, and of course, the people who've developed this product, the people back at Harvard, according to Bill, most of them are taking the product themselves, because up until recently, nobody knew how to put this in a pill. You couldn't just put in a pill. You had to have a nitrogen environment. Who could actually come up with a pill with a nitrogen involvement? And of course, that's where Bill came in, because he knows how to make pills and knew who had the scientific technology. Anyway, it's an exciting time. We'll certainly keep you appraised of this story, and hope that of course it will be beneficial, that it will of course make people feel better, and well, I can tell you, I've taken it, I'm convinced that it really does have an effect. We'll be back here in just a moment here at Radio Liberty to wrap up this afternoon's story.
Have you ever wondered what really happened at Waco? Have you ever wondered if maybe the government was not giving you the full story? Well, there is the most amazing video. It's called Waco, the Rules of Engagement, 2.5 ripping hours of the story of a government onslaught into a group of peaceable people. Now, their religion may be different than yours and mine, but they were still Christians, they still believed in the Bible, and they believed that the government would one day become their enemy and destroy them. Well, Waco, the Rules of Engagement is a video that everybody who loves freedom should see, because the ultimate conclusion is the government did not want them to come out. The government did everything they could to keep them from coming out, to antagonize them, loud music, lights all the time, to totally create a situation where they could not think clearly or respond normally. Waco, the Rules of Engagement is currently unavailable. But through regular sources, call 1-800-5-HIB-WAR right now.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
All right, well, this is Dr. Stan. Let me just mention the one thing you can do to help save America would be to set up an Institute of the Constitution in your community, in your church, in your neighborhood. And, of course, what you have to do is get the background. You have to get the kit, the Institute of the Constitution kit, and you do that by simply calling 410-760-9068. That's 410-760-9068. And, of course, the kit has videos. It has three videos. Actually, it has five videos. Three videos by Dr. Eismo, who's a constitutional lawyer. Two videos by David Barton. It comes with a booklet that tells you how to set up a program, the questions to ask, the answers to the questions. It's a turnkey operation, and you can put these on. You can begin to teach people the most carefully kept secret in America, the secret that the enemies of freedom don't want you to know. Call and call right now, the Institute. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and this is the time when we have to remind you that Radio Liberty is listener-supported, and we do hope that many of you will certainly give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And when you join, you get the four best tapes of the month, you get the monthly newsletter, but more than that, you're helping us do what we do as we reach out across America on about 60 stations every week. 5 hours every day for some form of communication, 5 hours on the internet, 4 hours on shortwave, and we now have the ability to let people know what's really going on behind the scenes. The information that Dan Rather and Tom Brokaw and Bill O'Reilly and certainly Tom Brokaw paid so much, and Rush Limbaugh paid so much not to tell you. Because, you see, if the American people have to think that there's a battle between the Democrats and the Republicans, the right and the left, the conservatives and the liberals, and the truth of the matter is, the leaders of both political parties are controlled by people within the Council on Foreign Relations. Their goal is a new world order, a new world religion. Their goal is the transfer of our jobs, the transfer of our factories, the transfer of the wealth of this country to other countries, to facilitate a massive invasion of people from south of the border so we can have another civil war. And if you read Samuel Huntington's latest treatise on Jose, can you see Samuel Huntington, one of the leaders of this whole movement, saying how, of course, now we're going to have a division within our country, different languages, different cultures. That's what this is all about. That's what Vietnam was all about, so they could change the legislation to create the problems we're going to have today. And of course, if the president is allowed to make the people who are here illegally legal, and they can each bring in three or four people, why, soon you're going to have half of Mexico citizens of the United States. And many of these people hate America. They think we stole the West from them, and they intend to take it back, and they're being manipulated, just like the average American is being manipulated. The whole illegal immigration movement is being funded by the Ford Foundation. You need to see the video, The Conquest of Aslan, The Conquest of Aslan, or get the book, Importing Revolution, written by a congressional aide, and it's all being funded by the Ford Foundation, which has funded communism and socialism for the last 60 or 80 years. We carry a wonderful book. It's called Foundations, Their Power and Influence. It was written in 1958. The same story was there. The Rockefeller Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation, the Ford Foundation, funding communism and socialism. It wasn't that they didn't know what they were doing. The whole concept of socialism is an elitist concept by which an elite rule the masses under the form of democracy. And you really think that you vote for your elected representatives? Why, ladies and gentlemen, we have the finest representatives in Washington, D.C. today that money can buy. And that's the tragedy of where we stand today. That's why we have to take America back. That's why Radio Liberty is on the front lines of this battle, trying to educate you. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and you understand the spiritual forces behind what's going on, shame on you. You need to get the book. $12.95 for the book, or you can get the book, the video, the audio tape for $29.95. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. I get our four tape set on the Skull and Bone Society, the secret organization that both political candidates belong to. The four tape set on the Bohemian Grove, because the presidents, whether they be Republicans or Democrats, always go to the Bohemian Grove. What's this really all about? You need to get, of course, the video Diapracts in the Church to show how the church is to be used to lead the great apostasy away from Christianity as we change the music and the message of the church. That's Diapracts. The video Megiddo, the March to Armageddon, and so much more. We ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders and our ministers. We ask you to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and for our protection. And so until tomorrow, when we'll be back with you once again, remember our telephone number. It's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.